This is Dr. Mejia Riteni for the patient Jaime Veguilla, V-E-G-U-I-L-L-A, medical records 125527, there were 27-1965, referring physician Dr. Natasha Seydou, procedure performed EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, snare cardiopolypectomy, cold snare polypectomy, date of the procedure January 12, 2021. 22 indications, histrogastric ulcer, history of colon polyp, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, diffuse erosive gastritis, number 2, internal hemorrhoids, number 4, diverticulosis coli, number 5, six colon polyp removed, paragraph death of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complications done immediately, medication as per monitoring anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 10 minutes, preparation was fair, peer paragraph, open procedure as per double template, peer paragraph, findings, otopharynx, apionoma, peer paragraph, esophagus, apionoma, peer paragraph, stomach, there's diffuse erythema with multiple erosions in the antrum and body, biopsies taken, peer paragraph, duodenum D1, D2, apionoma, peer paragraph, colonoscopy findings, and a rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. In the rectum, there's a diminutive polyp pale about 3 millimeters, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, peer paragraph. In the sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 2 to 3 millimeters of erythematous, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, per paragraph. In the sigmoid descending colon, there's scattered early diverticulosis present, per paragraph. In the splenic flexure, there's a sessile polyp about 8 millimeters, removed by snare cardiopolypectomy, per paragraph. In the transverse colon, there's a small polyp about 2 to 3 millimeters erythematous, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, per paragraph. Hepatic flexure appear normal, period. In the ascending colon, there's a pedunculated polyp about 8 millimeters, removed by snare cardiopolypectomy, per paragraph. In the cecum, there's a flat polyp about 5 millimeters, removed by cold snare polypectomy, per paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior reflux measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinic. Number 5, we start a patient on protonic, following regas daily. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, 5, supplementation. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 3.